Good Friday. After hearing that narrative of the arrest and murder of Jesus, it is an understandable question to ask. Why do we call today good? Because clearly it wasn't a good day 2,000 years ago. Jesus was illegally arrested by the authorities. His closest friends betrayed him. He was brutalized by the Roman government. And then he was lynched on a Roman tree. How could this day be called good? This whole season, we've been together, these 40 days of fasting, we've been going through the Old Testament story, reading the story of God in Scripture. And what we've been learning, hopefully taking in, is that there is a fissure, there is a separation, there's an alienation at the center of who we are as individuals and as a human race, and we have been long divorced. We have been separated from God. And we have been desperately in need of healing. And if that doesn't make sense to you, I would just encourage you to go online, find a newspaper, find 10 headlines, and you will see that what I just said, the brokenness of humanity, of our history, of our lives, is writ large in the wars that we wage with each other, that brother kills brother, sister kills sister, nations prey on nations, and this is our history. All of human recorded history is our alienation from each other because we have been separated from God. And this separation wasn't something that could be healed by human effort. No political ideology, no philosophy could ever heal this wound. God himself had to show up. And God did show up in the person of Jesus. And when God showed up and came to us, we showed our true colors because we arrested him. The moment we could touch God, we arrested him. And we killed him. We were revealed, our brokenness, our need of healing. My friends, this isn't merely abstract theology. I want you to take a moment and look at your own life. I have to look at mine. You look at yours. And the places in your life where there is brokenness that cannot be healed. For you have been hurt. I know that. You live long enough, someone's hurt you. And they haven't apologized. They don't think they should, or they passed away and that can't happen. Each one of us wrestles with loneliness, alienation, fear. Each one of us hounded by death, not knowing when it comes. And often, sadly, we feel divided and alienated from our own selves. Each one of us in this room, if we're honest and reflect on our lives, experience our own darkness. And like we've been singing, we're asking, will someone drive out the darkness? And so we gather today to remember and recognize that 2,000 years ago, someone did. His name is Jesus Christ. God, come to us. He saw us in our brokenness. He didn't ignore us. He didn't turn away. He came as one of us. He lived the life that we should have lived. For all the things that we do, the good we try to do, more often than not, evil spews out, but not Jesus. He lived the life we should have lived. He died the death we should have died. And he did it for you and for me. In a way that I can't fully explain right now. When he was arrested, he willingly gave his life to be crucified on that cross. And we visited death on him. What everyone saw there, his friends betrayed him, his family, the whole crowd, the Roman government, they saw a failure. Someone who spent 3 years talking about God and then was easily taken and killed. And everyone saw, look at that failure, look at that loser, look at his friends who are weeping. They're losers too, because this guy didn't amount to anything. Look, we grabbed him and we killed him. And what everyone saw that moment, what no one saw was in the midst of that pain and that suffering, in that death, God was taking death into himself, and he was killing death. As our sin and our evil was made manifest in his flesh, as we had carved him up, he was taking our evil and our brokenness into himself, and he was destroying our evil. He was doing something we could never do. He was creating a new way to come to God. This was the fulfillment of Scripture. All the promises that you read in the Old Testament are fulfilled in Jesus. He gave his life. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, for the joy set before him, Jesus went to the cross. He didn't do it grudgingly. He didn't do it with a sour face. He was overjoyed. Why? Why suffer not only the death in his body, but infinitely worse, the separation he experienced for the first time from God? Why would he come to that with joy? Because he knew that in him giving his life for you and for me, he was creating the possibility to heal us, to heal this world, heal our lives, and to make us, if we so choose, to make us his family once again, forever. And that's why today is good. My friends, I don't know your lives. You don't know mine. Each one of us is on a journey. And often when we go on our journey, we do have a sense that its conclusion is uncertain. We don't know when it ends. We don't know how it ends. And what will happen from now to that moment? What darknesses will I have to walk through? Will you have to walk through? So I'm going to close with an invitation right now. Because dark days are coming, and maybe as you came into this room, you're in one right now. And I want to tell you that the crucifixion of Jesus, his death on the cross, means that when everything in your life, everything in the world seems dark and you don't see a way out, and everyone's telling you, this is it, you're a failure, your life is a ruin, there's no way out, God can bring light out of any darkness. There's nothing so evil that you have done that God cannot forgive. You have never gone so low that God will not be found right there next to you to pick you up if you just turn to him and trust him. Death could not overcome Jesus. Therefore, our brokenness, our sin, our loneliness cannot defeat us if we are found in Jesus. So I want to invite you today. I want to encourage you. If you're a follower of Jesus, today is a day of reflection, a prayerful day, where we honor the death of Jesus, but there's also great hope here for you. You know it. Take it into your heart today. Don't let this be mere pageantry. Let the day like today define this next year, indeed your life. And if you don't know Jesus, and this sounds new to you, I would invite you to come and explore and learn the story of Jesus. Whatever you're trying now, I promise you, is not as beautiful and so full of hope as what Jesus Christ offers. He's given his life for you. This is someone who, when he tells you he loves you, is someone you can trust. He's proven it already. So I encourage you to turn to him today. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, Lord, we come before you, each one of us, with our hearts, our whole lives. And God, you know our lives. You know our few victories. You know our many defeats. You know the pain, the suffering, the loneliness that we face. And we know that you know because you went through it too. And you're offering us your life and your love. God, I pray for everyone in this room today that we would accept your son Jesus and the love he offers. God, whatever is preventing us from doing that, I pray that you remove it. Help us to trust you. Help us to come to you with our lives every day. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.